Good afternoon. Time to take a look at news again here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Hope your Tuesday is going well thus far. As always, thanks for sharing this part of your day with us. A $2 million expansion is going to take place at the Arcosa Wind Tower Manufacturing Plant on the northeast edge of Newton. Plant manager Terry Adusu said that the wind tower market is changing and a customer has contracted them to build longer towers. Now, to do that, the plant on the south side of North 19th Avenue East needs more manufacturing space. A 10-foot addition is going to be added to the north side of the building to create that extra space. The city needed, though, to assign another 2 feet of right-of-way along the south side of North 19th Avenue East to the property, and the city council unanimously did that last night. Right after the plant manager explained how vital the ability to make longer towers was to the facility.
Right now we employ about between 190 and 240 people, and this contract here is key for our survival.
Arcosa has told city staff they're ready to begin work on the building addition immediately. At-large City Councilwoman Evelyn George was pleased to hear about the expansion.
I think it's exciting that they want to invest $2 million here in their facility, and that they've been in the community for a long time. We certainly want them to continue.
Mayor Mike Hansen acknowledged the demand for larger wind tower components Arcosa and TPI are facing.
We also have another company here in our community that we're all aware of, and they have changed the sizing of their blade. As that market changes, we certainly encourage them to continue their operations here in our community.
TPI makes wind blades at the company's 13-year-old, 316,000-square-foot plant just northeast of Newton. Newton City Council members last night voted unanimously to submit an official city proposal for hosting a week-long convention by the Pyrotechnics Guild International.
We have to submit it by July 7th, and then we'll find out within a month whether we have the pleasure to host that or not.
That's at-large Newton City Councilman Randy Irvin. He and a group of Newton residents have been working for months to bring the firework enthusiasts to town next year. Irvin has said the estimated economic impact the event would have on the city and Jasper County is $2.5 to $3.5 million. Pyrotechnics Guild International claims between 1,200 and 1,300 of its 1,600-plus members typically attend each annual convention. The city's proposal is to have the 2022 annual convention at the Iowa Speedway. Pyrotechnics Guild International requested Newton apply to host next year's convention after some of the organization's board members from Houston, Texas, South Carolina, and Wisconsin came to Newton and personally looked at Iowa Speedway's facilities. According to Irvin, Mason City, Lincoln, Nebraska, and this year's convention city, Fargo, North Dakota, have also showed interest in hosting the 2020 convention. Pyrotechnics Guild International has been around since 1969. The online Jasper County tax sale that was held yesterday brought in over $433,000. County Treasurer Doug Bishop says the sale included over 270 properties with delinquent property tax payments.
276 parcels. There was 1,866 bidders. So $433,066 was collected.
Bishop says all but 20 parcels sold, and those were old mobile homes in an alley. The county did not hold a tax sale last year due to the pandemic. Because of that, Bishop expected more property to be involved in the tax sale this year, but that wasn't the case. He believes property owners used money from their stimulus checks to get their property tax up to date. The hiring of two new Jasper County deputies was approved by the Jasper County Board of Supervisors this morning. Neither man has worked in law enforcement before.
Both will have to go through the academy, and we're slated for this fall.
That is Sheriff John Halford. He says Landon Moss is a local resident from the west side of the county, while Benjamin Block currently works for the Iowa Department of Transportation. Halford, he adds, Block is also a National Guard member. He'll begin working as a deputy July 3rd, while Moss is scheduled to start July 17th. County Human Resources Director Dennis Simon says both men are replacement hires.
We had one individual retire and one individual resign.
We have a number of funeral announcements today. Ray McGee of Newton passed away at the age of 60. Celebration of life, 2:30 this afternoon at Pinsbury's Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation is from 1:30 until 2:30 today at the funeral home. Memorials may be designated as Mercy One Skiff Cancer Center, Ray's family, or a charity of the donor's choosing. A funeral service for Linda Kuhn of Newton, who passed away at the age of 79, will be held 11:30 Thursday morning at Pensree's Funeral Home. Visitation for Linda Kuhn's family will be from 10:30 Thursday morning until 11:30 service time at Pensree's Funeral Home. A funeral service for Carolyn Sue Slangen of Newton, passed away at the age of 74, is set for 1 o'clock Thursday at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Family of Carolyn Sue Slangen will greet friends 11 a.m. Thursday until 1 o'clock service time at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Memorials to the family may be left at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Those checks should be made payable to Sean Withers. A memorial service for Francis and Betty Snook of rural Newton will be held 10:30 Friday morning at the Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Family greeting friends after the service with a lunch at the funeral home. Marilyn Mathiason Vernon of Newton passed away in Naples, Florida at the age of 88, June 13th. Pensree's Funeral Home in Newton entrusted with the arrangements, and the family requests no flowers or gifts. Memorials may be made on her behalf to the Des Moines Metro Opera or Simpson College. Celebration of Marilyn Vernon and Bill's lives will occur in Des Moines, October the 3rd. Funeral service for Addison Jones of Grinnell, passed away at the age of 92, will be held 10:30 Thursday morning, Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. Interment at Hazelwood Cemetery in Grinnell. Visitation for Addison Jones begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Smith Funeral Home. Family going to receive friends from 4 to 7 tomorrow afternoon and evening at Smith Funeral Home. Memorials for the Grinnell Veterans Memorial Commission Building Campaign or Grinnell Regional Medical Center Auxiliary. They can be mailed to Smith Funeral Home, P.O. Box 368, Grinnell, Iowa 50112. Memories and condolences may be shared with the family online at www.smithfh.com. Funeral service for 83-year-old Bill Luther at Gilman will be held 10:30 Friday morning at Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. Service will begin live streaming at 10:15 Friday morning on the Smith Funeral Home and Crematory Facebook page. Interment will be at Marshalltown's Rose Hill Memorial Gardens. Visitation for Bill Luther will start 2 o'clock Thursday at Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. Family receiving friends from 4 to 7 in the afternoon and evening Thursday. Memorials to the Bill Luther Memorial Fund. Again, mail those Smith Funeral Home, P.O. Box 368, Grinnell, Iowa 50112. Memories and condolences may be shared with the family online at www.smithfh.com. And a celebration of life for Wilma Vosburgh, who passed away Friday at the age of 91, will be held 10:30 in the morning, Friday, July 2nd, at the United Church of Christ Congregational Church in Grinnell. Reception will follow that July 2nd service in the Fellowship Hall of the Church, interment at Prairie View Cemetery in Gilman. Memorials for Wilma Vosburgh, designated United Church of Christ Congregational. Mail is in care of Smith Funeral Home, P.O. Box 368, Grinnell, Iowa 50112. Memories and condolences may be shared with family online at www.smithfh.com. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm Randy Van. That's the latest news here on KCOB.